8. I'm keen to talk to our city fave this morning. Kimberly Nickel is the franchise owner of Moving On in Cape Town. It is our city fave. I can actually attest to this personally. Kim and her team assisted me with trying to relieve myself of certain things, the clutter that happens to be hanging around the house. As a woman, I find it quite a little bit unsafe. I'm very nervous to do the actual exchange with things that we do online, Gumtree, Marketplace and the like. And for me, Moving On was the perfect solution.
Breakfast with Refilwe Emolata
on Cape Talk.
Kimberly, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thanks. And you, Refilwe?
I'm excellent, thanks. Please help us understand exactly the idea behind Moving On and how is it that it came about?
It was started in 2003 by Richard Osram. He started it with also just helping a friend out that went overseas. And then he franchised the Moving On brand. Myself and Sam have three franchises in Cape Town. And we run the Northern Suburbs, City Bowl, and Atlantic Seaboard, and Western Seaboard. We've got other franchises also in all over Cape Town, and we basically assist people in selling the contents of their homes very safely. We are there through the whole process of the sale, and we come in and we price guide the client. We're there to assist them with every step of the way.
And you certainly do. I mean, one of the biggest things, I think one of the things you guys said, you sell everything, you can get rid of anything from a teaspoon to like a TV set.
Yeah.
Yes. So often when you look at the various platforms that are available to us to do on our own without a person who, for example, does this on a regular basis, it's difficult to know how to price something, right? You may have sentimental value in that particular chair, or you may think you should get more financial value out of the TV. But what you guys are very good at is saying, look, we've seen the market. We know what prices are acceptable. And do you want to get rid of the stuff or not, kind of thing?
Yes, well, this is it. We do price guide you. Look, I've been doing it for about close to 14 years now. So we are very okay with the secondhand market. We price guide you. Obviously, the sentimentality comes into it, and it's very difficult for clients to let go. But at the same time, there's so many people leaving our country, unfortunately, in this stage of the game. And also people downsizing, going to retirement homes, and there's so much available. And this is a very, very safe way of doing it.
Let's talk a little bit about the safety and the actual step-by-step process. You know, OLX, Gumtree, they will always warn us about, you know, when you're making an exchange, or friends will say, do it at a police station. I'm a chicken. So my fear, of course, is the exchange of cash. I worry that the person will hand cash to me at the police station. And then if it's a dodgy person, they'll come around the corner and take, you know, the cash that they just gave me and the product I just sold them. So how do you ensure safety as a team?
Well, we've actually instituted a new way of doing it. We actually take the EFT into our bank account. So everything is done via EFT into our bank account before the actual sale of the at the client's premises. So the client is EFT'd those funds on the Monday after. We usually do it on the Monday after the sale, because the weekends we're obviously busy at all the sales. So we just send them the inventory, the spreadsheet of everything that's sold, and then we EFT. We ask the client to WhatsApp us the banking details, and we EFT. It's very, very simple.
It certainly
and
is.
Very, very safe, because there's no cash taking place. There's no cash that is handed over to the client anymore. It just prevents, it's just a very good safety aspect in this day and age that we are in at the moment.
And that you're able to verify it as well. And especially when we're nervous about handing over data, our banking details and things like that.
Yes.
Also love the fact that you actually physically manage the sale.
Yes. We are there through every process of the sale.
Well, thank you so much for being a Cape Town city fave. And I know that Moving On is in other parts of the country, but in particular, your franchises, yourself and Sam, Kim, I can definitely vouch for this particular, we normally nominate a city fave that people say is the best in the city. And I absolutely can vouch for this nomination. So thank you so much for telling us a little bit more about Moving On.
And thank you very much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Certainly so. Kimberly Nicol there, franchise owner of Moving On. Let me know, how easily do you get rid of the clutter that's built up in your house? And am I being unfair on the other platforms? Because I know people use them a lot, but maybe I just hate admin. Let me know, 0214460567. How do you do it? And also, are you a bargain hunter for really cool items?